What I'd like to talk about now is our general health and well-being. We probably all know that regular exercise and a healthy diet are the best way to guard our physical health. What may be less well known is that physical exercise, particularly if we can take exercise in a natural environment, is good for our mental and emotional health. So, taking regular walks where there are trees and plants is a good way to support ourselves physically and mentally. What we would do well to acknowledge is that for many of us, this past year has changed our usual way of being quite dramatically. It has left some of us isolated from our usual friendships, and even visits with close relations have been stopped. And this is bound to have affected us. Many of us have had to make do with phone or video calls to maintain our links with other people, which is a poor substitute for being in the same space with our friends and relatives. It is important then to recognise that we may be struggling with low mood or anxiety and to take steps to talk to someone. It can often feel difficult to talk about our feelings, but if we're really struggling, there are helplines which we can access by phone. For example, for older people, there is Silverline, which is a 24/7 service on 0800 470 8090. The important thing to remember is always use credible organisations, government or NHS sources, or well-established charities when seeking help.